Conspiracy theories and fake news find an easy, open door to the teenage mind. This obviously is not just a young person's problem. We are now in a time when hoaxes and propaganda thrive among adults. But WNYC's Yasmin Khan decided to turn to young people, our digital natives, to ask, why do you let this stuff in? And how are you learning to be skeptical?
There are a lot of interesting theories getting passed around. Have you heard that perhaps the Middle Ages never happened?
Are we really living not in the 21st century, but in the 18th century?
This video, courtesy of YouTube, posits that the year is actually around 1719. And then there's the one about the 9/11 prophecy on the back of a $5 bill. 16-year-old Courtney Plummer explains.
If you fold it a certain way, you see like the Twin Towers, you see the plane.
Courtney is a junior at Humanities Preparatory Academy in Manhattan, but I met her through the organization Global Kids, which does media literacy workshops. She's on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter occasionally.
Oh, can I take a picture from my streak?
She posts an image to Snapchat as we talk. Courtney says she consumes media skeptically, but she still likes a good conspiracy, even if she knows it's not true.
It's nice to think of, like, alternatives to how things are actually run.
She calls it a guilty pleasure. And that's how conspiracy theories and straight-up fake stories get shared and flourish, even by non-believers. Of course, not everyone's skeptical of information that flits across social media.
I mean, I don't know about other teens, but I know when I look at that, I'm like, whoa, and I believe it like this. Like, I don't take time to think about it.
This is Ashley Minchala, a junior at Sunset Park High School. I spoke with her in a media studies class. She says she's on social media any chance she gets, namely Facebook and Instagram. And she's candid about the fact that she just easily absorbs what she sees on her phone.
Why? Why don't you question it?
I don't know. And then, like, this lesson is actually making me realize, you know, I shouldn't really believe everything that I see on social media.
In this class, students are both studying media and making it. They're doing a photography unit right now, creating scenes based on fake or sensationalized news stories. Their teacher is Jeremy Nadel. He has a front row seat to the prevalence of crazy stories that get absorbed into the teenage brain.
The kids are always coming up, Mr., did you hear about the eagle that kidnapped the baby or the man that punched the kangaroo?
So he felt compelled to have students examine these stories through art, teach them how to fact check recent trends like Pizzagate or the made-up story about the Pope endorsing Donald Trump for president, then use photography to create social commentary on them.
All right. Where's our other light?
They play with shadows and light for a dramatic effect. Students are in the photos. They use props to create a still, theatrical scene. And they direct one another.
Look defensive.
It's a refreshingly analog way of getting students to examine what they see online and how dark the insanity of fake news can be. Especially after a study came out last month showing that teenagers lacked basic media savvy. Some researchers at Stanford found that students could not readily decipher real news from sponsored content or tease out who was behind information posted online. Brianna Miner says on social media, the lines are constantly blurred between fact and opinion, and opinions get so easily reinforced.
People post in the comments paragraphs about what they believe. They repost how they feel. So that definitely causes confusion because, you know, I'm not going to tell nobody to stop thinking what they think.
People believe what they want to believe. So teaching media literacy and how to tell fact from fiction is one thing. Teaching students, and perhaps more urgently now, adults, to value facts is another. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.